Section 3, The Economy During Reconstruction. As you read, look for Recovery of the Northern Economy After the Civil War, Then a Depression in 1873. Reasons for a Failing Economy in the South. New Forms of Agriculture in the Sharecrop, Tenant Farming, and Crop Lean Systems. Modest Expansion of South Carolina Railroads During Reconstruction. Terms: Depression, Sharecrop System, Tenant Farmer, Crop Lean System. One of the important concerns in the reconstruction of the nation, and especially the South, was the rebuilding of the economy. The South could expect little assistance from the federal government, very little capital, money, for investment in economic recovery existed in the South. The national economy during the Reconstruction era. The nation was going through an enormous economic transition during the Civil War and Reconstruction. Industry had grown slowly in the North before the war. The war stimulated industry to manufacture the necessary arms and supplies. Manufacturing expanded rapidly in the North, and many fortunes were made from war profits. Much of this money was reinvested after the war in more factories and railroads and ships for foreign trade. The federal government encouraged these developments with grants of money and land to railroads and industries. During the war, the Union government gave vast amounts of public lands for the building of the first transcontinental railroad, binding California to the East Coast. It was completed in 1869. A new steel industry came into being to supply railroad tracks and other products of the Industrial Revolution. These developments set the stage for the big surge of industrial growth in the late 19th century. The outburst of energy and industry was slowed down temporarily in 1873 by a severe depression, a serious downturn in the economy. The economy suddenly collapsed, and many factory workers, miners, and railroad laborers lost their jobs. Business profits fell. Depressions had happened before, but now a much larger percentage of laborers worked in factories in towns and cities. Unlike farm workers, they could not grow their own food. The enormous suffering in the Depression of 1873 led to labor unrest, strikes, protests, and violence. Federal, state, and local governments could offer little help with the problem. Despite these setbacks, the economy recovered and the industrial growth in the North resumed. The South remained largely engaged in agriculture and generally experienced poverty for several decades after the Civil War. The South Carolina economy during Reconstruction. The Reconstruction process included rebuilding the smashed economies of the southern states. South Carolina's post-war economy was in total chaos, with enormous destruction in towns and cities and on farms and plantations. The path of Sherman's army was stripped of farm animals and equipment. Fences, farmhouses, railroad tracks, and bridges were destroyed. Charleston and Columbia and many smaller towns lay in ruins. The main necessity was to get crops growing again so everyone could be fed and the economic recovery could begin. The chief problem was this: landowners had no money to hire laborers, and most workers had no land of their own to farm. Many blacks hoped, and whites feared, that the federal government would claim the land of former rebels and distribute it to freedmen as small farms. Many former slaves stayed on the land they had tilled, believing their previous labor had given them some claim to it. Former slaves on Edisto Island protested to President Johnson the return of plantations to their former owners. They declared, "This is our home. We have made these lands what they are." Government takeover and redistribution of the land to freedmen did not happen. The radicals in Congress were supporters of capitalism, and most did not favor taking private property, even from Southern rebels. Also, the federal government wanted to reconstruct the South politically, but did not accept responsibility for rebuilding its economy. That was considered a local or state responsibility. The Reconstruction state government tried a unique experiment with the South Carolina Land Commission. The commission was to buy large parcels of land and sell them as small farms to freedmen. This promising idea was bogged down in corruption and incompetence at first. When it was reformed, it ended up getting land into the hands of only a few hundred freedmen. Still, South Carolina, through the Freedmen's Bureau and the Land Commission, managed to distribute more land to freedmen than any other state. The sharecrop system. Southern landowners and laborers reached a workable solution called the sharecrop system. Under a sharecrop system, the owner divided his property into family-sized farms, and a laborer's family worked the farm. When the crop was harvested, both the owner and the laborer got a share. Usually, the worker got one-third to one-half the crop. This system became the dominant means of agricultural production across the South for nearly a century. Some laborers who could afford it simply rented land from the owner. There were several ways to be a tenant farmer, a farmer who worked someone else's property. Though the sharecrop system soon restored agricultural production to pre-war levels, it did not create prosperity. Sharecropping kept farm workers in a poor and subordinate position. Some would say their position was worse than slavery because at least the slave owner was responsible for the upkeep of old or sick slaves and had a financial interest in protecting his slaves from other whites. The system tended to keep the sharecropper in debt to the landowner, making it nearly impossible for him to seek better opportunities elsewhere. Sharecropping also contributed to poor farming techniques that wore out the land. The crop lien system. The sharecrop system was almost always teamed with the crop lien system. In a crop lien system, the owners and sharecroppers, having no cash, bought supplies on credit from the country store. The merchant got a lien or mortgage on the crop. So at harvest time, the merchant was paid first, then the landowner and sharecropper divided anything left over. Often there was nothing left over, so the producers started the new year already in debt. One more long-range problem with the crop lien system was the fact that the merchant creditor always insisted that the farmer plant a non-perishable crop. He was unwilling to accept anything as temporary as, say, tomatoes or peaches. Therefore, instead of encouraging a healthier, diversified agriculture, the new system required submission again to King Cotton. Soon the state produced more cotton than ever before. Large crops brought survival, but not prosperity. Rice production never really recovered from the effects of war and emancipation. The coastal counties tumbled from one of the wealthiest to one of the poorest regions of the nation and remained so for several decades. Difficulties for all classes. All classes of citizens found life difficult in the Reconstruction era. Formerly rich people struggled, and many, like Wade Hampton III, declared bankruptcy and lost most of their property. Small farm owners competed with sharecroppers, most of whom were black. Their lives were hard and their social status threatened by emancipation of the slaves. They received some assistance, as did the blacks, from the Freedmen's Bureau. But the federal government closed down most of the Bureau's services in 1872. Most of the freedmen, even with the assistance of the Bureau, were without that little bit of security and independence land ownership would bring. To make the picture grimmer, there was only one good crop year in South Carolina during the first 5 years after the war. Women were often overworked by the absence of men killed in the war, or burdened by men disabled mentally or physically by the war. The struggle for survival contributed to class and racial tensions. Railroad development. The railroad network in the state was rebuilt during Reconstruction, and 350 miles of new track were added to the pre-war total of 973 miles. The state government promoted railroad development with grants and loans to private companies. These new government expenditures increased during Reconstruction, requiring higher taxes and inviting political corruption. Many legislators were happy to vote for subsidies in return for bribes from the companies. The new railroads in the Piedmont contributed to a major expansion of cotton production in the region. Though railroad mileage increased, commerce was not very strong in South Carolina during Reconstruction, especially after the economic depression started in 1873. Manufacturing hardly advanced at all. In summary, at the end of Reconstruction, the economy of South Carolina was largely one-crop agriculture with little industry, weak commerce, and very little banking. Most people, black and white, lived on farms and were poor and burdened with debt. So far, the great progress the United States had witnessed in the 19th century had not improved life for most South Carolinians. Do you remember? 1. Define in sentence form, depression, share crop system, crop lien system. 2. What were some of the economic problems facing black and white South Carolinians after the Civil War? 3. What were the advantages and disadvantages of the state's promotion of railroad development after the Civil War?